Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. What do you really, really think about Valentine's Day? Tell me, do you love it? You know, some people just adore it. Or are you one of those people who hate it? Some people can't stand it. You can go either way on this one. Is it a day of romance for you? Or is it a day of resistance? Tell me, when was the last time you had a secret admirer? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a humorist. She will provide us with wonderful, informative, inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce her, I'd love to invite you to call in during the show. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions that you have. I'm pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com, and I am honored to be a featured host. And we have over 900,000 wonderful listeners. Now, let me tell you about my guest today. My guest believes laughter and humor surround us daily. Her insights will change your perception of both. You will be enlightened to the therapeutic value of humor, laughter, and learn how to tap into their benefits to communicate more effectively, both personally and professionally. From crisis management to team building, personal wellness, or stress management, my guest will empower you to a new level of confidence. Her work history reflects over 30 years of stability and proven performance with the Better Bank Group, Mennonite Hospital, and Arnold Palmer's Bay Hill Club. This humorist has experienced the changes of upsizing and downsizing, times of sharing, and the problems associated with apathetic leadership, and the sense of optimism when led by inspired management. Her approach of incorporating laughter to improve overall performance has been covered by the media, ranging from the New York Times to TV Tokyo. Thousands of attendees across the country have been energized and equipped with useful tips and tools from her fun yet functional programs. During her time between her company, Try Laughter, Inc., and her husband and her two college-age kids, she is constantly a victim of life's twists and turns. At work or home, she uses laughter to combat the stress that befalls us all daily. When that doesn't work, she writes, heads for the gym, the swimming pool, or enlist the support of her newest therapeutic tool, her black dog lab, her black lab, Lily. Welcome to the show, Bobby White. How are you today, Bobby?
I am very well. How are you doing, January?
I'm good.
In February?
Yeah. Now that we're in February, you can call me that. We're going to talk today about Valentine's Day because, you know, it's coming up this week. And as I said in the introduction, for some people, they adore it. Other people hate it. For some people, it's a day of romance. For others, it's a day of resistance. What are your thoughts about Valentine's Day?
It just makes me want to groan, really. I did used to resist it. I really don't resist it anymore. I try to play with it because so many of our husbands think, well, mine, he thinks it's a Hallmark scam.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he doesn't buy into it. And, I mean, we're talking 30, how long are we married? Almost 36 years.
Uh-huh.
Our first Valentine's Day, I was in college, and he sent my roommate after a flower for me.
Oh, okay.
So that was sweet, but, you know, really, saved the trouble. She even wrote the card out. And then, you know, that was about it. And I finally decided that after so many years, it's kind of a source of stress every Valentine's Day because you're in the workplace, you work around people who do get flowers. Mm-hmm. And I finally decided to take the matters in my own hands, and now I just buy my own flowers.
Oh, okay. Now, do you just walk in carrying your own flowers?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I could have them delivered. That would be fun.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, everybody at work knows they're from me. I mean, I'm not really surprising anybody. And it's just, I think women just need a visual symbol on their desk or, you know, wherever, their workstation or wherever, that looks like they're not a real loser. But the key part to this is you have to also write your own card.
Yeah.
So, I mean, most of us in the Western Hemisphere will drive by a grocery on the way to work that has a little flower section,
mm-hmm.
like Kroger or, you know, wherever you go shop. So you buy whatever they have. I prefer one long stem rose and a little baby's breath. If it's extra, you just pull it out of the trash because they're always clipping it. And then you write the card. And are you ready for the card?
Yeah.
You write it in cursive, and you thought I forgot! Exclamation.
You thought I forgot. Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah, it is. So then I'm happy. I mean, I don't know why for $5 or less I didn't think of this, you know, 2 decades ago. But I mean, it's such a simple solution, and I have fun with it because, you know, people will look at the flowers and they'll say, oh, that's nice, and they assume it's from my husband, and then everybody I work with knows that he doesn't send flowers, so
mm-hmm.
they like, well, then who's it from? I'm like, me? It's for me.
Okay.
You know? And they're like, that is a pretty good idea. So I'm kind of like a hero of the office that day.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, we're married now 42 years, and we've gotten to the point that we're beyond flowers, and we give each other a card, and surprisingly, it's not romantic.
Well, sure, why would it be?
Yeah. We try to find the funniest card that we know will just crack up the other person. And that's kind of the goal, to see who can make the other one laugh the most. And
that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Am I married to your husband?
I think our husbands are twins who are maybe separated at birth.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of the guys
don't like Valentine's Day. A lot of them comply because of the wrath they will encounter if they don't. So you have a couple of schools of thought. One, that just fall for it if it's a new relationship and they just go nuts. Two, the ones that do it out of obligation or fear. And the third group, who we're married to. So.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, a lot of times our cards get to be on the X-rated side, which is, that's kind of fun, too.
Yeah, I love it. You know, the other funny thing I know about cards is I know a family who sends the wrong card for the occasion. So, like, you could send a sympathy card for Valentine's Day or get well soon or happy congratulations on your bar mitzvah.
Oh, I love that. That's terrific. You know, right now we're going to take a break and hear a word about your host today. And when we come back with Bobby White, she's going to share her information, her website, and she's going to also tell us about the gift she could not set on her desk at work one Valentine's. We'll be right back with Bobby White.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my guest, the humorous Bobby White, one of my favorite guests. Bobby, could you share your website information and tell everyone about your e-zine and about your blog?
Of course. My website is trylaughter.com. That's trylaughter.com, just like it sounds. And I usually say, you know, if you've tried everything else, try laughter. Okay. I also like to write a monthly e-zine. I try not to make it too long and laborious, just something fun, hopefully has some content. And then I sugarcoat a little bit so it's not real deep and heavy. And that is called If Stress is Garbage, I've Been There, Recycle That. And you can get to that through my website, and I will add you to the mailing list. So, or you can add yourself to the mailing list by subscribing. So that comes out every month. Can't really tell you what day of the month. I haven't figured that out yet.
Well, you know, I'm subscribed to your e-zine, and I love it. And I get so many of them. I can't begin to tell you how many I get. But, Bobby, when yours shows up on my emails, I click it right away, and I always take a break to read it, and it always just makes my day. So if you're listening, do sign up and go to Bobby's website. It's a terrific website, and her e-zine will just make your day too. Bobby, tell us about the gift you could not set on your desk at work.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, my husband doesn't buy flowers, and I don't know what moved him, but we were in Chicago, and I was at a national speakers conference, and so he went shopping, and he landed in Victoria's Secret. God knows why. It must have been his first time and last time. He buys me a black thong, but no, it's more of a teddy, which is like a full piece of lingerie, and then and then it's like a thong at that area, and then it had a little belt thing. And I mean, it's pretty cool, you know, until you have to go to the restroom. But my kids were really little; they were really little, and they didn't understand that
Daddy didn't get Mommy flowers, and then I had to explain to him, you can't put a thong on your desk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a little
and
awkward.
And I wasn't a saint. It's very conservative. So he did a really nice thing, and he said, you know, didn't you tell anybody at work that I got you something this year? And it's like, oh, Lord, he really doesn't get it at all. But but anyway, that is probably, like I said, I can't even remember another gift I ever got for Valentine's Day, except when I was 10 years old.
Uh-huh.
This boy on my swim team came to my door about 8:30 on Valentine's Day night,
uh-huh.
and I did not like him at all. And he gave me the biggest red stuffed dog
on
Valentine's Day, and I never wanted to jump in the swimming pool again. Because I knew I'd see him at practice, and it was really awkward. And, oh, my gosh, it was so sweet, but, oh, it just gave me, I just couldn't deal with it. I was too young, and I didn't like him, you know? But maybe that's why I'm being paid back.
Now, what about fun with flowers and up, up and away with Otis? Who is Otis?
Oh, Otis is our elevator at work.
Uh-huh.
So I sit in the main lobby of this big, beautiful bank, and all day long these stinking flower deliveries come in. And, of course,
uh-huh.
they're never for me, and very rarely are they for anybody in, are they for anyone in our lobby area. I don't know,
mm-hmm.
which is, I guess, women without flowers. And by the end of the day, we're like, you know what, okay, fine, leave my desk, I'll see the person gets them, and I'll go put them on the elevator, which is right next to my desk, and I'll
mm-hmm.
send them up to the second floor by themselves. And I'll call them, and it's like, your flowers are on the elevator. And then they open the elevator, and then they can get their own flowers.
Oh, that's funny. That's so
yeah.
cute.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other thing I like to do with flowers is I think what I'm going to do this week, I am off a half a day that day, but I think I either may, I may go in the morning and just take all the ladies that I supervise, which is about 10 or 12, and I'm just going to give them my own flower.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
Yeah, I mean, you can get a dozen for, like, not. Well, I mean, they're kind of pricey. If you go to a grocery again or somewhere, you know, some Walmart has them too.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to get roses. Who says?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of lovely red flowers. And I'm just going to probably give everybody one. And then they'll have a flower, and I'm sure they'll just be thrilled.
Oh, yeah, that's a sweet thing to do. And, you know, it's as we've said before, it's really the thought that counts, not so much the expense. Or it's just that you're thinking
right.
about someone. You know, I think a lot of husbands feel that this holiday is so contrived, and truthfully,
yeah.
it does seem a bit Hallmarkish, as you said earlier.
Right.
I wanted to ask you also, last time you were visiting with us, it was during the holidays, and I haven't spoken to you or had you on the show since, and you were off on Christmas Eve. Where were you going? You were going duck hunting?
Actually, we were scheduled to duck hunt, but by the grace of God, the duck went south, and there was not much hunting going on, so I didn't have to go after all.
Oh,
and
my gosh. It
was the Christmas miracle, but I did go goose hunting a couple days later.
Okay.
Yeah, that was very cold and very gray, and all my husband and my son did was yell at the dog because she was frustrated that they weren't shooting anything. So it really wasn't a lot of fun, but somehow they love it. And I think, you know, if nothing else in relationships, and I guess this kind of ties over even that was for Christmas, but sometimes you just have to compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And I read the best quote, and it said, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? And so, yeah, so sometimes I have to put my own opinions aside and my own likes aside and just go do something if it's that important to your significant other.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we're going to take a break now and hear about a wonderful organization that I support and that Bobby and I are both members of. And when we come back, I want to talk with and ask Bobby about how she discovered her passion for humor and have her share with us some of her success stories. We'll be right back with Bobby White.
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with Bobby White, and we've been talking about Valentine's. I was going to say Halloween because when you said
Halloween, about the same, really.
Yeah, I'm thinking it would be great to send my friends a Halloween card on Valentine's Day. I like that little twist on life.
That's fun.
Yeah, tell me, Bobby, when did you discover your passion for humor, and when did you start doing promoting your career and creating your career?
Well, let's see. I started about 2000,
mm-hmm.
in the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
This was really odd. I don't think I've ever shared this with you, but I had really severe depression for about 15 years.
Oh.
And I did all the therapies, the talk therapy, till I was blue in the face, and we finally came to the conclusion that I needed medication.
Uh-huh.
And once the fog cleared,
mm-hmm.
and anybody who's dealt with this is what that feels like, I just had a new zest for life.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you do have to take medication, it's not like an athlete on steroids. I think it's important for people to know that it just brings you up to normal so you can start experiencing the world like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, really had a new joy for things and people I hadn't talked to for a long time, and I contacted Karen Buxman, who is a nationally known humorist in her own right, from Hannibal, Missouri, which is only about 20 minutes. And I called her, and I didn't even know why I called her. And
mm-hmm.
as it turned out, she was gracious enough to meet me for lunch, and I drove down there, and she got me involved in the World Laughter Tour, which really kind of was a springboard to my keynoting. And around that, I just started writing down stories. I do a lot of journaling, humor journaling, and I started writing down funny things that were happening just in everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the cornerstone of my business now, is to look for the humor wherever you can find it. And as you read in my last week's, last week's easing,
mm-hmm.
you know, we spent a very long month with my father in the hospital and rehab.
Uh-huh.
And there was even humor there. And I do actually do better sometimes in dire situations finding the humor than when it's nothing, you know, something very small going on. And,
uh-huh.
you know, it was just there. I mean, for instance, when my dad had been falling, because I'm not sure, he's 88,
mm-hmm.
and he got a brain bleed. And I was explaining to the doctor, I said, I couldn't pick him up. He was like dead weight, and he's got dementia, too. And then every once in a while he has a moment of clarity, and he said, I really prefer you would use a different term than dead weight, Bobby. So, yeah. So, you know, things like that. And, you know, I was talking to the funeral director, and I was trying to pre-plan my parents' funerals, even though, you know, they're pretty healthy now, but
Yeah.
And I said, you know, he was showing me the catalog of caskets. My Lord. I mean, nobody in my family would even go with me because they think this is so ridiculous. But, and they're showing me like $30,000 caskets. And I said,
wow.
I'm not really a car person either, so isn't this kind of like a car? I wanted to get me there, but I don't spend $100,000 on it. And the funeral director said, yeah, kind of, my case, exactly.
Oh, wow.
You know, and so I can even find humor in situations like that.
Yeah.
So I've worked at it, and now, you know, I get a lot of people say, do I find everything funny? No, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a tool with which to manage stress. And I think that's what is most appealing to me about the tool of humor.
Oh, yeah. That's really, I'm so happy you're sharing that with my listeners. And it's also so important to know that medication, as you said, there's no stigma to it, and it can just get you back to where you should be and help you become creative and happy and probably make you a much easier person to live with. Don't you agree?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's what my husband said, January, is one of my newsletters should be what it's like to be that person on the other end that doesn't have the depression. Like, oh, my gosh, never think about them, you know, because it's all about you. But I think two of the happiest times of my post-depression era, God, I sound like a 1930s is my last visit with my talk therapist. And she said, you know, I love talking to you. She said, I can just, your confidence is so much more vivid. And you look better, and your eyes are clear now instead of sad. And and my whole purpose is I didn't want my kids to grow up with a sad mom.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were pretty young at that point. But anyway, I said, somebody else needs my appointment more than I do, huh?
Uh-huh.
And she said, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then the other really cool thing is when I started speaking, her husband is on the board of directors of a bank. And I was asked to keynote at their Christmas party.
Oh,
and, oh, my gosh, think about the irony of me speaking to an audience in which my therapist was there.
I love it.
Isn't that cool?
That's
I just love her. I call her my miracle worker.
Oh, that's
so
wonderful.
Yeah. So
thank
I've kind of come full circle.
Yeah, and thank you so much for sharing it. I'm sure it will inspire so many of our listeners. And, Bobby, we look forward to having you back on the show anytime. You're always welcome.
Thank you. It's always a fun time with you.
I know. And to my listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today. And be sure to catch these interviews with Bobby and our other guests with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for the rest of this week are amazing. They will amuse you and astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com/JanuaryJones. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope we can encourage all of you to emulate our guests today and every day. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, start eating chocolate, lots of chocolate, especially on Valentine's Day. Again, thank you to Bobby White. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.